born butterflies, each one of us. But these beautiful, magnificent wings, ready to fly in the sunshine, do those slow barrel rolls and loops. And slowly, oh, ever so slowly, we burn those wings off in the flame. And then we wind up like we are now. Me sitting here and you sitting there. Both of us eternally hitching a ride along the US-4 of life, hoping that the next Howard Johnson is going to have 28 flavors and knowing it's not about to happen. What are we doing? What are we doing? You know, it's a funny thing. It's a funny thing. We lose our wings in the sneakiest way possible. And at times when we least suspect it's about to happen. You know, it's funny. I remember when I was a kid. I'm just this little kid, see, living on the south side of Chicago. And let me tell you, it took guts just to be a kid on the south side. They grew real hairy kids there. I'm a kid, and every night, no matter what I was doing, stealing copper wire or breaking windows, no matter what I was doing, I would come tearing home at 5:15 to listen to a radio program that came out of some wonderful place way off there, and somewhere way off in the distance in limbo land, a place called Tompkins Corners. Oh, gee, wonderful people lived there. There was this guy named Joe Corntassel, and there was an uncle, and there was an aunt, and a girl named Little Orphan Annie. And she had a dog. And he did all these wonderful things. I mean, they did great things like catching smugglers and all that kind of stuff. The kind of stuff that kids never did on the south side of Chicago. Boy. Every night I'd sit there in front of that radio. And on would come this guy with this big, beautiful voice. Yes. Pierre Andre. Pierre Andre. Hello, fellows and gals. It's time for another adventure of Little Orphan Annie. Oh, voice. What a voice. You know, I have a suspicion that a whole generation of Americans grew up feeling vaguely inferior to the names of the guys who came out of their radios. What great names. What guys, what voices. Westbrook Van Voorhis, Vincent Pelletier, Reuben Bradley. Those were names. And Pierre Andre. And every night at 5:15, I'd hear this program come on. It's funny, you know. I can almost hear the theme song now. Who's that little chatterbox? Yeah. The one with curly golden locks. Yeah. Who do I see? It's Little Orphan Annie. Yeah. Isn't that great? Oh, why they don't write music like that anymore. Little Orphan Annie. Little did I realize, every night, guy would come on just near the end of the program, after all those great adventures. He would come on and he would say,
"All right, fellas and gals, time now to get out your secret decoder pin. It's time for a meeting of the secret circle."
I had no pin. I was a member of an outgroup already at the age of 7. I was living in a non-Ovaltine drinking neighborhood. Oh, I can remember that voice. I remember what he'd say.
"All right, kids, set your pins now at B12. Here comes the message. All ready? Jot these numbers down. 7, 22, 9, 18.
Boy, this guy could get more dramatic values in just numbers than Orson Welles could get in doing King Lear. Fantastic.
7, 22, 9, 18, 37, 6.
And the show would go off the air. The secret message had been given out. And you get this sensation all over the country, out there in the darkness. Kids were decoding. All I could do was to go out in the kitchen, knock together a salami sandwich, sit there and brood. But let me tell you, each one of us gets a chance somewhere along the line. And the difference between the guys that make it and the guys that don't, some guys grab that chance, and boy, they go charging over that home line. They go charging over that goalpost. They make it. Well, let me tell you. One Christmas, I was given a can of Ovaltine. Some kids got salamis in our neighborhoods. Other kids got big loaves of rye bread. I got a tin of Ovaltine, and inside that tin was the silver inner seal. And this was the seal that you mailed in to get your pin. Your Orphan Annie's secret decoder pin. Well, of course, immediately I take this thing out and I've got it in the mail. And I started to wait. Oh, it was fantastic. Do you remember how it felt to wait when you were a kid? Just wait for something to come. For 3 weeks. Just waiting. It was like being asked to build a pyramid single-handed, piece by piece, with a number 3 erector set. This is the one without the motor. I'm sweating, and every day the mailman comes by, and once in a while he drops by one of these letters that says, "Occupant." Occupant. And finally the day came. I got this letter, this big, fat envelope, big one. You know how wonderful it is to get an envelope, a letter that's lumpy, it's all thick and bumpy, and it's got stuff in it, you can feel things in there. And there it was, there's the letterhead up near the top, and it says, "From Little Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois, to Mr. Gene Parker Shepherd, Mr. at the age of 7. George, I was beginning to move. I tear that thing open. I can hardly wait. And there it is. Oh, boy. Oh, there is my secret decoder pin with plastic gold simulated knob and my membership card. Here it was, a gold leaf inscribed membership card. I can still read what it says. "To be a member in full standing of the Little Orphan Annie Secret Circle and to be given all rights and all honors accruing therefore and therefrom. Signed, Little Orphan Annie. Countersigned, B12.
Pierre André. By George, this thing is my memory. You see, it was an important thing. It was my first membership card, and let me tell you, there is nothing more important to an American than his first membership card. It was a milestone. My foot was on the first rung of the American ladder. Why, some guys got whole rolls of membership cards that they roll out and come in plastic little envelopes that say, I'm loved. And this was my first one. And I remember that night. You know, it's a funny thing. I didn't even care about the adventure that night. I sat in front of that radio. I was waiting to get all this jazz, get to the important stuff. I was in now. I'm a member. I don't want to hear all this stuff about smugglers and Joe Korntassel. I don't want to hear about this dog. That dog. What was it? What was it that Sandy used to do? Arf. Arf was... Not for that tonight. I want to get to the message, the real important part. And sure enough, after all the hullabaloo was gone, on came Pierre André. This was the important part of the program. Okay, fellows and gals, get out your secret decoder pins. It's time now for a meeting of the secret circle. I was in. He's talking to me. I'm one of the boys now. I am a phony member, I know. I got my Ovaltine can for Christmas, but I'm a member. That's what counts. I am a member. And he starts to give that my first message. He starts to give it. 7, 22, 18, 39, 4. You got your pin set at B12, kids? All right, here we go. 9, 16. Hardly right. I'm sweating so. It's really coming through. I'm getting my first message. 9, 16, 32, 4. Okay, fellas and gals, that is the secret message for tonight. Five minutes later, I am sitting in the only place where a boy of 7 can get any kind of privacy at all. I'm sitting there. I'm decoding. I got my pin. I set it at B12. 7. B. 18. E. 932. S. U. 4. R. E. 16. 8. T. O. Be sure to 9326 D R I N K O V. A L. Romney commercial.